We begin tonight with a nation remembering a First Lady, Nancy Reagan. Of course, the wife and confidant of President Ronald Reagan, dying today in her home in Bel Air, California. She will have a lasting legacy as First Lady, fiercely loyal to her husband, wielding her influence behind the scenes in the White House, even during press conferences, known to help the president. Americans remembering so many moments. In her later years, that poignant moment after the death of her husband, saying her last goodbye before he was laid to rest. President Obama today praising her for becoming a voice for millions of families living through the pain of Alzheimer's after the death of Ronald Reagan. California Governor Jerry Brown tonight ordering flags at half-staff. And in a moment here, Barbara Walters joins me. How Nancy Reagan was in her final year and behind the scenes in the Reagan White House, the Reagan marriage. But we begin tonight with ABC's Matt Guffman at the Reagan Presidential Library in California.
Nancy Reagan died at her Los Angeles home Sunday morning. A family spokesman said heart failure was the cause. She remained spry and stylish to the very end, even grinning here at her 94th birthday party last summer. Her stepson, Michael Reagan, tweeting earlier that she is where she always wanted to be, with her Ronnie. Tonight, condolences pouring in. Fellow First Lady Barbara Bush writing, "We take comfort that they will be reunited once more." Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
She was one of the greatest first ladies, an extraordinary human being.
Well-wishers dropped off flowers, those close to her pulling into the family estate Sunday to pay respects, followed by that hearse.
The Reagans have been living in this estate for a quarter of a century, and it's also here that in 2004, Ronald Reagan died.
She was as devoted to him in death as in his life. It was at his gravesite that this iconic image was taken, the First Lady kissing the coffin, pressing her cheek against it, and lingering there. Year after year visiting that gravesite, and on the 10th anniversary of his passing in 2014, seen in that wheelchair.
And Matt Guffman joins us now tonight outside the Reagan Library, and Nancy Reagan will be buried there alongside her beloved husband.
That's right, David, and funeral preparations have already begun here. This was a very special place for Nancy Reagan, a place where I'm told she'd come to pray and to meditate, always knowing that one day she'd join the man to whom she'd been so devoted all those decades. David.
Matt Guffman leading us off tonight. Matt, thank you.